You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life, Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me in any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I am not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today's podcast episode is about reciprocity in both your personal life and professional life. As people affected by ADHD, we tend to struggle with reciprocity, especially when it is not prompted. For example, in our personal life, we tend to forget to reciprocate invitations. A friend calls us up to go to a movie and dinner, which we happily decide to do. We go and have a good time. Then a couple months later, we wonder why we haven't done anything with that friend recently. The answer is that after they called us up with an activity, it was time for us to reciprocate and call them up to do an activity. But we have forgotten or just not thought to do it. Then we wonder why we haven't heard from that person for a while. The reason is that it was our turn to call, to reciprocate. The same is true at work. Someone does us a favor. We need to look for opportunities to return the favor, preferably as soon as possible. I think the main problem is that we forget what has happened, so we forget that it is our turn to act in the regular give and take of relationships. Personally, I really struggle with staying in contact with people. I'm happy to hear from them, but forget that after I hear from them, it is my turn to contact them. I simply forget. Then a lot of time goes by. This may result in us feeling uncomfortable after such a long time to initiate contact. We are embarrassed. I have found that we need to ditch the embarrassment and not make that an excuse not to contact the person. I've never had someone say that they didn't want to talk with me because it had been too long. They are simply happy to hear from me. A good way to make this happen is to keep track. In your personal life, if you have people who call or email you occasionally, respond, but mark down a time in the future that you will initiate contact. This way, it is not always on them to initiate contact. You are doing your part to keep the relationship healthy. The same professionally. If an opportunity does not come up naturally to reciprocate a favor, ask the person if there is something you can do for them. Simply say that you appreciate what they did for you and you would like to know if there is something you could do for them that you would like to reciprocate, if not now, then in the future. This way, you are leaving the door open for opportunity to return the favor and do other helpful deeds. We get a bad rap sometimes about our lack of reciprocity when it is really just our lack of planning and memory. We tend to live more in the present than in the past or the future. So right now, take a moment and think of a person you owe an email to or a phone call and schedule when you're going to get back to them. Maybe make a list of people you want to re-engage with, then make plans for when you're going to contact each of them. Be reciprocal and nurture the relationship. Well, that's it for today. For more information about Abigail Werf Coaching, please go to www.abigailwerf.com. There you will find many free resources and information about ADHD coaching. If you wish, you can opt in and start receiving my newsletter that covers topics related to ADHD and productivity. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.